Hi, my name is Emma Noelle Seville, and I am a sophomore double major at James Madison University. Today, I am going to be talking about appreciation versus appropriation, and also how I came to my understanding of the differences between appreciation and appropriation. So I am a theater and independent studies double major. And with that, I want to work to make sure that other ethnicities, cultures, identities are honored on stage and off stage. And one person that has really helped me to have a better understanding of how I can do this is my professor, Elizabeth Whistler. She is a part of the JMU STAD faculty, School of Theater and Dance, and is the costuming professor. She does not shy away from these really difficult topics with her students, and will often bring up points that can be kind of hard to swallow at times. She did a full section this past year in my costume and fashion history class about the differences between appreciation and appropriation. And she chose to speak specifically from the Native American indigenous viewpoint because she is a part of that community. She is indigenous. So she felt that she could speak from that point of view and from that community. And just from that section of our syllabus and our education, it opened up a lot of things that I didn't even think about being issues. She also introduced us to the idea of taking inspiration from pieces, but not necessarily trying to copy it. One thing that I have figured out through talking with Professor Whistler and through a project that I did in independent studies is that if you know what the piece is meant for, and if you know what the custom or the article of clothing or the object is intended for, and its meaning and its history, you're not gonna appropriate it because you know how it's supposed to be used. One example is beaded earrings. A lot of Native communities have a lot of history with beaded earrings and very specific patterns that mean different things, and many mainstream mass marketing fashion companies have started selling them, but they describe them as tribal or just beaded earrings, and many of them are actually the patterns that belong to these communities. So I have several pairs of beaded earrings, but I've bought all of mine from Native and Indigenous artists, and that's one way to go about appreciating cultures, is going straight to the culture and saying, okay, what is this used for? How is it used? Okay, is it okay if I, as someone not in the community, uses it? And just listen. Just listen to what they have to say. And like I was saying, taking inspiration from something. This past spring, we did a project where we learned about a ceremonial crown or hat from a specific tribe in Africa, and how many fashion agencies have taken it and repurposed it, and it's offensive. And then we did a project where we said, okay, we are going to take this hat and take inspiration from it. But we're also going to cite where we got the inspiration. That's another way to appreciate it rather than appropriate. And yeah, just talking to people and having an open mind and an open heart to what people have to say, even if it's a really tough conversation, has meant all the difference when studying appreciation versus appropriation.